Hello everyone. In today's Christmas reflection, we would like to look at the story of Joseph, Mary's betrothed, in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and how Joseph chose obedience even when it was costly.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfil what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
According to Jewish law, to be engaged to a man was to be married, much different than it is today. There was an official document signed by the groom and two witnesses declaring his commitment in marriage to his bride. Though officially engaged, legally bound in relationship, they would not consummate the marriage until after the public wedding. Most often, if at all, the betrothed couple were not allowed to be alone together between the engagement and the wedding. It showed the sacredness of the covenant in the marriage and intimacy. The only way to end an engagement was to get a certificate of divorce.
So her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. Matthew 1:19.
Now Joseph was not hasty in his thought to divorce Mary. He meditated, prayed and waited until he had no reason left in his mind why he should not divorce Mary. Though her character and that of the possible adultery didn't align in his spirit. Out of his honour of God and Mary, showing the love and care he had for her, he chose to do so quietly. This was not in line with the typical response according to Jewish law.
Deuteronomy 22:23-24 says, "If there is a young woman who is a virgin engaged to a man, and another man encounters her in the city and sleeps with her, take the two of them out of the gate of that city and stone them to death. The young woman, because she did not cry out in the city, and the man, because he has violated his neighbour's fiancée, you must purge the evil from you."
In the case of infidelity, the only way to recover the bride price and dowry would be to prove the bride's infidelity in a public divorce trial. Nevertheless, to end the betrothal would mean drafting an official certificate of divorce, which required a certificate of two witnesses. Once in the bride's hands, the bill of divorce was final, and because of the presumed infidelity, Joseph could not thereafter take her back as his wife.
But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Matthew 1:20.
Already a poor carpenter, God asked Joseph to risk his entire reputation by taking Mary to be his wife. Though still as seen as righteous in God's eyes, society would now consider him immoral because it looked like he'd had premarital relations with Mary. And yet, Joseph was obedient all because of the encounter he had with an angel in a dream. Remember, the Lord had been silent for 400 years. Suddenly, within a short time, Mary told Joseph she met with an angel. The same angel met with Zechariah to inform him his wife Elizabeth, in her senior years, would become pregnant with their son John. Now Joseph had then encountered an angel in a dream and risked his entire future to believe a humanly impossible event. Matthew 1:18 noted that Joseph was a righteous man. Though people in his time would no longer believe this, it is already evident to all believers that he loved Yahweh and Mary and was willing to risk everything to prove it.
"She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:21.
The angel instructed Joseph to name Mary's son Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now Jesus is about to enter the world, who was coming to set captives free, to lead sinners into freedom, to conquer our battle against the enemy, the devil, and to bring us into eternal kingdom with him, where we will take part in Jesus' inheritance.
Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Matthew 1:22-25.
There are two important things to note here about Joseph from verses 24 and 25. Joseph married Mary, but waited to be intimate with her until she gave birth to Jesus. He technically had the right as her official husband to be intimate with her, yet he honoured the Lord by waiting.
Because he waited, the prophecy in Isaiah 7:14 was fulfilled. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel.
There could be no question she was a virgin until after Jesus' birth. Had Joseph trusted only human understanding and the laws of his people, he would have divorced Mary. He may even done so publicly, which could have led to her stoning, and yet he waited. Matthew Henry, the Presbyterian minister and author's commentary, gives a beautiful insight into this very difficult time for Joseph. It says, while he thought on these things and did not know what to decide, God graciously told him what to do and gave him peace. Those who want to have direction from God must think on things themselves. They must consider matters. It is the thoughtful, not the unthinking, whom God will guide. When he was at a loss, he had taken the matter as far as he could in his own thoughts. Then God came in with his advice. When we are at our quietest and most composed, we are in the best attitude to receive the announcements of God's will. As you meditate on the Lord's work through Joseph today, consider whether God has or is calling you to a difficult task or position. Is there an issue with which you have been perplexed, at a loss for an answer? Come to the Lord, sit at his feet, and wait in the quietness for his answer.
Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7.
Trust the Lord to provide his peace when you seek him for an answer. And when you have it, he will equip you to do whatever he's asked you. No matter the cost, he is our good and gracious God. If God asks you to do something incredibly difficult that went against society's standards or the typical way to do things, would you be willing to risk everything to obey him? As we close today's talk, let's just spend a moment in prayer. Lord, at this Christmas time, please allow us to reveal the real messages that are the foundations for this Christmas story. There are many lessons we can learn from all the individual characters in this message. Please give us the strength to be obedient, even when it could be costly to us, in order to glorify your name. Amen. May we both wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and blessed time. Amen. Bye.